held on a one.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll have increasing clouds, temperatures at 53, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 44. For Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the 70s. Right now, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Lawrence have arrested a suspect in the shooting death of a 21-year-old Wichita man near the University of Kansas campus. Police there are still looking for a second suspect. KSN-TV reports police said in an email that 18-year-old Javier Romero was arrested Friday night in connection with the September 8th shooting death of Christian Willis of Wichita. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Romero was booked into the Douglas County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and was being held on a $1 million bond. Police in Mulvane say that a one-year-old child was critically injured by a lawnmower on Saturday. KWCH-TV reports that the family of one-year-old Everly Kay has set up a GoFundMe page after the girl was critically hurt in a lawnmower incident Saturday afternoon and had to have one of her legs amputated. Family says they're grateful for all the support they've received and want to thank everyone who's donated. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
More than 200 people marched to the Wichita State University police station over the weekend to protest the handling of a reported rape in a dormitory. The Wichita Eagle reports that students gathered Friday at Shocker Hall, where the sexual assault is alleged to have occurred on September 12th. They then marched to the campus police station. Some carried signs reading, "We deserve a rape-free campus," and "WSU, do better." WSU Dean of Students Andrew Austin said it would be inappropriate to comment on the case that brought the students out, but that the university supports their right to peacefully protest. A man jailed in a deadly Topeka shooting has died of what officials are describing as an apparent heart attack. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Marshall Stewart IV was 38 years old. He was pronounced dead Thursday evening after being taken from the Shawnee County Jail to a Topeka hospital. Shawnee County Department of Corrections Major Tim Phelps said the County Corrections Department at the KDI is investigating the death. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. A lobbying group has formed to help influence the rules Nebraska may eventually write to regulate the sale of cannabis, even though Nebraska has yet to legalize cannabis use in any form. John Cartier, president of the Nebraska Cannabis Association, said it expects some form of marijuana legislation to be approved in the state in coming years, so it makes sense to be prepared. Voters may have a chance in 2022 to decide several ballot initiatives that would legalize some form of marijuana use, so the state may have to start regulating the business as soon as January of 2023. The state of Nebraska's unemployment rate for August of 2.2% was the nation's lowest and the lowest on record for the state. In fact, that 2.2% is the lowest since Nebraska began keeping records of unemployment data going back to 1976. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously approved the budget as published, with no one present for the budget hearing. Barb Kiekhafer, County Commissioner, feels Marshall County's going in the right direction, pointing out that in 2018, the mill levy was 51.008. This next year will be 47.092 mills. County Health Nurse updated KDHE and CDC COVID guidelines. Numbers fluctuate daily, but they are seeing a gradual decrease in positive cases. Commissioners voted to terminate COVID pay from this point forward. Time off for COVID or quarantine for county employees will be counted against sick leave. Previous federal funding allowed the county to compensate lost wages separately for such cases. The county councilor, Jason Brenniger, reported Kansas is not subject to an executive order in regards to mandatory vaccinations for employers with more than 100 employees, as Kansas is not an OSHA state. $5,000 was approved toward Red Ribbon Week for supplies, including awareness bracelets, pencils, and T-shirts to promote drug and bully prevention, including T-shirts for all 400 Marysville Elementary students. The board recommended expanding this to all elementary schools in the county. Commissioners further discussed the City of Blue Rapids' recent request for funds to help construct a county park. Consensus was to see more concrete plans before deciding on a donation. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was again routine business. Emergency Preparedness Director advised Nemahal County Commissioners last week that he received a map of the transmission line proposed by Evergy that runs from the Irish Creek Wind Farm into Nemahal County. Nemahal County Sheriff advised the board Josh Winkler is resigning as a deputy for the county effective September 17. Marysville USD 364 School Board last Monday had no comments. Their budget hearing and unanimously approved as published. The $20.2 million budget results in a 0.8 mil increase to 59.734 mils. Administration has been approached by a group of students asking to form a gay-straight alliance club. After review of policy on clubs and organizations, unanimous approval was given to proceed. October 8th was approved as a full day in service dismissal. Rock Creek High School has asked permission to join the North Central Kansas League, which will consider the request at their October 21st meeting. The board will meet with the Kansas Association of School Board Representatives October 5th to begin the search for a new superintendent. Michael Couch had advised earlier that he is taking retirement end of this year, which will mark his second year of service in the district. Work on the new greenhouse adjacent to the Ag Complex is being completed with funding through the Marysville FFA alumni. Active COVID cases in Washington County fell by half last week, starting with 48 last Monday, falling to 24 as of Friday. Marshall County numbers up slightly this past week to 28 active as of Friday, with 4 hospitalizations. An injury accident in Beatrice early Friday was reported as a vehicle driven by a 17-year-old unidentified Beatrice girl left U.S. 77 and struck the South Casey's convenience store, resulting in a fire with significant damage to the corner of the building. That area housed office and cashier space. The driver was transported to the Beatrice Airport and airlifted to a Lincoln hospital with critical injuries. No other injuries were reported. The vehicle did avoid striking gas pumps and propane cylinders outside the Casey store. Michael D. Doc Lynn, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doc Lynn. Carol G. Claycamp, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Claycamp. J.B. Kufall, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for J.B. Kufall. Melanie D. Johnson, age 59, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Private family interment will be held at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 5 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melanie Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, Malibu blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, barbecue, meatballs, cheesy potato, Normandy blend, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, low pressure system moving across the upper parts in the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east. It looks like we saw some showers and thunderstorms, some areas during the overnight hours, but a high pressure system will move in, bringing clearing skies, a little bit of some increasing clouds behind this system as we head into tonight. High pressure system moves in for tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, breezy, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, temperatures 53 with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, lower 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-40s. As we until Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, high of 72. Wednesday night, mostly clear, upper 40s. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For mid-September, 80, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 56, and the record low, 31. Sunset this evening, 7:28. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13. With a cloudy overcast, we're reporting 72 degrees. Breezy winds out of the south this morning. A few areas of light scattered showers, really nothing significant, moving across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, as well as much of the nation's midsection. We had one round kind of fizzled out here recently. Looks like another round perhaps moving into Washington County. It's going to be a very narrow band, a very light accumulation, if any, this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery in Holloway for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The latest chapter in the Jackson Mahomes saga, and the Raiders may have found their swagger again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After three fruitless attempts, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were finally able to solve the riddle that is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in an epic Sunday night thriller.
Give his due, Lamar Jackson. He'll keep it on the read option, and he flips in for the go-ahead touchdown.
The call on WBAL, facing an 11-point fourth-quarter deficit, a pair of Jackson touchdown runs helped the Ravens climb back and eventually take the lead with 3 minutes to go. Baltimore's defense recovered a KC fumble with less than 90 seconds remaining to close out a 36-35 win. In the desert, the Vikings defense had no answers for Kyler Murray.
Snap to Murray, quick throw to Green in the right flat. Caught at the 10, turns right, stiff-arming at the 5, and then diving into the end zone.
On KMVP, Murray racked up over 400 yards of offense. A missed field goal by Minnesota's Greg Joseph helped the Cardinals escape with a 34-33 win. His stat line may not jump off the page, but Dak Prescott did step up in crunch time to give his kicker a chance to be the hero.
Snap, hold, kick. Kick on the way. Kick is good, and the Cowboys win.
On 105.3 The Fan, Greg the Leg Zuerlein's 56-yard field goal as time expired capped an 11-play, 49-yard drive to lead the Cowboys past the Chargers 2017. A short turnaround and an overtime thriller in week one seemed to have little, if any, effect on the Raiders in Pittsburgh.
Carr takes a snap from the gun. Pump fake, going to go deep down the middle. Got it. Ruggs grabs it. Jackpot, baby!
On KRLV, Derek Carr followed up last Monday's performance with a pair of touchdown passes and 382 yards through the air. Vegas topped the Steelers 26-17 to jump out to a 2-0 start for the second straight year. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The Blue Rapids Fire Department and Marshall County Arts Cooperative invite you to the 9th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest. Saturday, September 25th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, starting at 4 p.m. with the Beer Garden, 5 p.m. for Fish Fry, live music starting at 5 o'clock with Red Dirt Rendezvous, and the Rewind Band starting at 8:30. See you guys at the 9th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest on Saturday, September 25th at the Marshall County Fairground.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Barge freight costs for moving grain from the Midwest rose sharply due to the continuing logistical problems over 2 weeks after Hurricane Ida hit the Delta region. As grain handlers scrambling to get operations going again in the Gulf, China booked 4 to 6 bulk cargoes of soybeans from Brazil for shipping in October and November. That is the peak of the U.S. export period. The agreement between China and Brazil, fueling industry concerns that terminal capacity at the Gulf will be limited into next month. Cash grain traders say the Gulf shipping problems are causing the cost of barge freight to rise along the Midwest rivers. Unloading barges arriving in the Gulf being delayed, which is creating a shortage of empty barges needed upriver as corn and soybean harvest revving up in the Midwest. Adding to the sense of urgency, the fact that crops are maturing faster than normal in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. Southern states also much farther along in their harvests in the north. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said you got the southern states. They need to get all of that through the system before the really big volume comes from places like Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. The National Biodiesel Board delivered a letter to Michael Regan, administrator for the EPA, that renewed a May 2021 request to meet with him. The NBB wants to discuss the findings from a new study called Assessment of Health Benefits from Using Biodiesel as a Transportation Fuel. The group points out that the study qualifies at a community level the public health benefits and resulting economic savings using higher blends of biodiesel. The findings complement those of a new EPA report that details the unequal impact of carbon and associated emissions on socially disadvantaged communities. The letter says they believe the industry goals are consistent with the agency's plan to address carbon and focus on environmental health. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the continued push at the federal level to try and reduce carbon footprints of the nation's transportation system, soybean growers could soon be seeing a new cash opportunity around low-carbon fuel standards with using soybeans for airplanes.
Are there other ways in which biofuels can be used? And I think you're going to see in the very near future a commitment by this administration as it relates to aviation and marine fuel that opens up a whole new vista for the biofuel industry.
That was Tom Vilsack with the Department of Agriculture at the federal level on AgWeb.com. The Biden administration has asked the aviation industry for a 20% reduction in aviation emissions by the year 2030. And to help, the White House wants a standard aviation fuel tax credit included into the infrastructure bill that's currently being debated at the federal level. And Pete Meyer, the head of the grain and oilseed at S&P Global Platts, talks about how much might actually be needed.
The difference between renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel is that it's not an additive. It's not like biodiesel where you add 10% biodiesel into your regular diesel and it gets pumped into your car. This is 100% fuel. Well, the fact of the matter is that in our opinion, by the year 2025, we will need 40 billion pounds of feedstock to keep the renewable energy refineries running.
In other news, a Kansas State University veterinarian is reminding producers that properly handling bottles containing livestock vaccinations are crucial so that it remains effective for the actual animal. According to the Kansas State University Research and Extension Office, Greg Hanselsek, the Director of Production Animal Feed Investigations, says keeping the vaccine bottles between 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit and out of UV light is absolutely critical. He also recommends keeping the bottles out of sunlight because of exposure to the bottle can also kill the virus, and even keeping the barrel of the syringe from being exposed to UV rays. For more information, you can go to the Kansas State University's website. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday with a 10 o'clock, correction, a 10:30 start here today. And in the markets over the weekend, 125 is the high for last week. Actually, come on the Wednesday markets with a $200 carcass price. So it's a dollar higher, it looks like, $2 in the carcass. And that is the market on the steer and heifers for last week. Here today, 10:30 start at high noon. We're going to get into the hay department again. Of course, with the showers predicted here this morning, the square bales are a little bit light. We did end up with over 150 last week. So if you're looking for square bales, probably give us a call about 10 o'clock, and we certainly could report on that. In the prairie department, there's 17 out there right now. I know there's additional hay coming this morning, so give us a call. In the round bale department, round alfalfa, there's 12. Second cut, weigh 1778. We have another 12 alfalfa. Third cut, weigh an 1808. Round alfalfa, there's 11. Fourth cut, they weigh 1650. In the round prairie, it's the same as what we had last week. They brought an additional 10 in. They're going to weigh 800 to 900 pounds. Good-looking stuff, guys. Stored inside, no rain, so that is the round bales. In the cattle department, it's going to be a smaller sale here today. We do have a quarter Black Angus, three-quarter Sim Bull. Breeding bull, of course, coming two-year-old in February with a 75-pound birth weight. In the feeders, it's going to be a light run. Seven black baldy steers are going to come in at 650 to 7.5. They're coming off the grass, the guys, along with eight Charcross steers. They are weighing 650 to 700. In the no-wean department, there's 18 black steer and heifers coming off the cow at 500. There's an additional 12 black steer and heifers coming off the cow at 450 to 550. Another 12 black char steer and heifers, they do have a 40-day wean. They're going to weigh 450 pounds. An additional 11 black and black baldy bull and heifers, they are weaned. They're going to weigh 700. And certainly, as we did last week, we'll certainly catch another 50 or 60 head of those lightweights here today. So you can certainly give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. In the auction department, guys and gals, we do have Fails Farm Repair this coming Sunday at 11 o'clock at the Gage County Fairgrounds. Excellent trailer, skid loader, forklift, excellent run of tools. We certainly do have the tree shear and the tree saw, bale fork, and that type thing. And, of course, Phil had a full line of tools. So check him out at Beatrice77.net. Hit the auctioneers, and that sale bill will drop down. So, have a great day, and keep in mind that you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 72 breezy with a south wind under a cloudy overcast, and a few bands of shower activity moving across the region this morning. Little, if any, accumulation expected.
Sky Watchers will be treated to another nighttime delight. We look at the origins of Harvest Moon terminology today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 20th, the 263rd day of the year. Actress Sophia Loren was born on this day. You've likely heard a lot of talk about the full harvest moon occurring this week. The harvest moon is always the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, and crops really are being harvested about now. You will notice that this full moon might look orange and large in size when it's low in the horizon, but all moons do that. They appear orange or red in color, which offers a spectacular sight, but that's because your eyes are looking through a greater thickness of the Earth's atmosphere. You'll notice it rises as the sun sets, sets as the sun rises, and is the only phase that is out all night long. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. College football over the weekend. A win for the Wildcats. A loss for the KU Jayhawks. We'll start with the Cats. Will Howard pushed into the end zone on a one-yard touchdown run to cap a 21-point fourth quarter, which sealed a 38-17 victory for K-State over Nevada. Howard rushed for 56 yards and two touchdowns. The sophomore quarterback went 7 of 10 in the air for 123 yards and completed a 68-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game. Up next for the Cats, they'll take on Oklahoma State. That game kicks off 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Now to KU, Jerry Bohannon threw for 269 yards and two touchdowns while running for another score as Baylor pounded Kansas 45-7 Saturday. Kansas quarterback Jason Bean was held to just 57 yards passing and a touchdown, though he did have 62 yards on the ground. KU meets up with Duke Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores, week 3. Rock Creek at Marysville game was canceled. Wamego went 4 overtimes in their season opener with Concordia, went 3 overtimes with Clay Center, winning 47-41 on Friday. Chapman over Abilene, 56-21. Beloit took Concordia, 14-8. In our broadcast feature, Valley Heights over Horton, 62-7. Centralia beat Jackson Heights, 36-12. Troy over Wabunsee, 10-6. Hanover shut out Blue Valley Randolph, 60-0. Frankfurt edged Onega in overtime, 28-22. Axtell over Rock Hill, 62-14. Canton-Galva shut out Washington County, 50-0. Lynn beat Wetmore, 78-30. Nemaha Central over Sabetha, 19-7. Diller O'Dell took Omaha Christian, 48-30. Heartland over Southern, 60-0. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Got me in the palm of your hand, 'cause I don't.